We've all been there. You're trying to implement an agile transformation and someone says, we've tried that before. ED, let's just be honest. This just doesn't work. That thinking hits your stomach. What if I told you there were some specific concepts that can completely flip that resistance on its side? I've used these exact same concepts with teams, and let's just say they ended up having to change their heart. In this episode, I'll show you what they are, exactly how to use them, and the psychology triggers that make them actually work. Point number three is particularly powerful. It transforms even the most stubborn skeptic into the most one that wants to work with you. Let me show you. Point number one, fear of change. When someone says, this won't work here, or we're different, don't argue. Actually, just pause for a moment and agree. You're right to be cautious. What specific part concerns you the most? See, this approach acknowledges their hesitation and it invites them to pinpoint the exact issue. Why is this important? By validating other person's concerns, you transform a broad complaint into a specific conversation. This shift from a vague resistance to a concrete topic opens up the door for collaboration and problem solving rather than confrontation. Experiment with these actionable tips. First, listen carefully. Encourage the person to elaborate on their concerns. The more you understand, the easier it is to address them. Next point, seek small wins. Once you identify the exact worry, propose a manageable experiment or pilot to tackle that specific issue. And the last and final one, offer assurance. Explain how similar concerns were successfully resolved in past agile projects, helping to reduce fear of the unknown. Point number two, productivity concerns. When someone says, this will slow us down, respond with, I understand your concern. Let's try it for 2 weeks. Let's measure the results together. See, this creates a short, safe experiment that acknowledges their worry and sets clear endpoints for evaluation. This is important because agile feels disruptive to people accustomed to the traditional methods. What are the traditional methods? Predictive, software development lifecycle, basically more of a traditional approach to leading projects. So proposing a defined time frame to test these new approaches demonstrates your respect for time, output, while also gathering real data to either validate or refute their concerns. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. One, define clear metrics. Decide upfront what success or improvement looks like. For example, reduce defects, faster turnaround time, higher team morale. Next point, communicate the process. Keep all stakeholders in the loop of what will be measured and how. The one thing about it, transparency reduces suspicion. And the next one, review the data together at the end of 2 weeks. Sit down with the skeptics to examine outcomes and decide on next steps collaboratively. Well, you know the point that I've been excited to, I couldn't even wait to get to, which is point number three, ROI, return on investments. When executives question the value of agile, say, the companies outperforming yours are actually using this approach. Would you like to see the specific results? See, this positions agile as a competitive advantage and shifts the discussion from defensive to curiosity. Why is this important? See, leaders often need tangible proof before endorsing a shift in a mindset, framework, or methodology. By referencing industry benchmarks or competitor success, you anchor agile in a real-world business outcome and invite data-driven exploration. Experiment with these actionable tips. Cite credible sources, gather case studies and statistics from reputable organizations that have successfully implemented agile. Next one, demonstrate clear ROI links, return on investment links. Show how agile can reduce time to market, increase customer satisfaction, or cut development costs. And the last and final one, offer a pilot project. Propose a small scale initiative with defined metrics to showcase the immediate impact on return and investment. Point number four, transparency builds trust and accountability. See, leaders often hesitate to invest in new processes without a clear visibility. The more you can be transparent about the progress, impediments, and outcomes, helps them see exactly where resources go and why their investment is worthwhile. This is important because transparency forms the backbone of agile teams. Open communication reduces uncertainty, it increases stakeholder confidence, and fosters shared ownership of challenges and, of course, triumphs. I said that really excited. Triumphs. I'm sorry. I was excited myself. Remember some of these actionable tips. Leverage the daily stand-ups, meaning quickly surface issues and updates in real time. The next one, share boards and metrics, for example, like a Kanban board or a information radar. And what this does is it lets everyone know the status of the task. And last and final one, promote candidate, or I should say candid, feedback. This that means is encourage honest input to nurture continuous improvement. Point number five, simple solutions often yield the biggest impact. Isn't that crazy about agile? There's simplicity. See, overcomplex processes or product features can slow teams and inflate costs. Advocating for simplicity reassures management that you're not over-engineering and helping teams deliver faster. This is important because simplicity trims unnecessary work. It keeps focus on delivering actual real value and encourages quicker release cycles, the key to agile success. Experiment with these actionable tips. Practice MVP thinking. What is MVP? Most valuable person. No, that's not it. Most valuable product. See, build the smallest valuable product to validate assumptions. I was just kidding with you guys, by the way. Next one, limit work in progress, or what we like to say, WIP. Minimize simultaneous tasks for better quality and focus. And the last and final one, regularly refine your backlog. What does meaning refining your backlog? That means removing outdated or low value items to maintain that lean approach. Point number six, we learn from every setback. Nothing, and I do mean nothing, is wasted. See, teams fear failure if they think mistakes mean wasted resources. By stressing the learning gained from each misstep, you diffuse fear and demonstrate how lessons boost future returns. This is important because agile champions continuous improvement, meaning each failure is an opportunity to refine processes, enhance product quality, and avoid repeating the same mistakes. I would love for you to experiment with some of these actionable tips. Foster a no-blame culture, meaning encourage open discussion around failures without doing this. Oh, you mean finger pointing? Yes, without finger pointing. Document lessons. Keep a log of what went wrong and how you'll fix it next time. And the last one, reward calculated risk. Recognize that trying new approaches, even if it's imperfect, drives innovation. Point number seven, let's experiment to find out what works best. See, when people say things like, we've never done it that way, propose a small, low-risk experiment. This is reforming transforms a daunting overhaul into manageable tests, making the team more receptive. Why is this important? Because, see, agile is built on iterative experimentation. By describing change as a tester rather than a mandate, you reduce anxiety and create a culture of learning. Experiment with these actionable tips. Start small. Propose a pilot or a short sprint to actually test your idea. Document outcomes. Of course, you want to track successes and failure equally as a learning point. And the last and final one, share results openly. Encourage team-wide reflection on what worked and what actually did not work. Point number eight, we like to focus on outcomes, outputs. Again, focus on outcomes, not outputs. See, executives often measure success by how many features are built. Shifting the conversation to outcomes instead of mere outputs clarifies the tangible business value Agile brings. This is important because building features don't solve real problems. It wastes time and money. Agile deliverables with meaningful outcomes ensures each sprint produces measurable value. Experiment with these actionable tips. You want to define success criteria up front. This basically clarifying how you measure positive impact on users or business. The next one, use user stories properly. Link each user story to its intended benefit. And the last and final one, review post-release impact. Can the deliverable solve the intended problem? If not, guess what we're going to do? We're going to adapt. Well, family, if you stayed this long, I truly appreciate it. See, the information shared today aren't just catchy sound bites. See, each one of these practical tools designed to target specific barriers to agile adaptation, whether it's fear of change, productivity concerns, and most of all, what most people care about is the return of investment doubts. So here's my three closing remarks. Create a culture of shared responsibility. We want to celebrate wins together and treat setbacks as a collective lesson. A unified, motivated team is your strongest asset in delivering real agile transformation. Next point, stay focused on outcomes. Agile isn't about delivering more. It's about delivering what truly matters. Use the power of short feedback loops, transparency, and simplicity to ensure you're always moving toward the higher value results. And the last and final one, embrace experimentation. I would just say it's important to understand that all experiments are not bad. What you can take from it is a win and a win, meaning that whatever you learn from that experimentation that works, we keep it. What doesn't work, we adapt. See, listen, you've listened to today's episode. You know today's episode is not about just listening. It's about action. Action is everything. Listening only is the beginning. Commit to trying at least one of these concepts or techniques in your next sprint or meeting. Measure the impact, discuss the findings, and then refine your approach. Well, family, I appreciate the opportunity today. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.